Our reading will be taken from 3 John, verse number 11. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version. And it reads, "Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but imitate what is good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God." Amen. Now I want you to turn to your neighbor, grab your neighbor by the hand, look your neighbor square in the eye, and say, "Neighbor,
neighbor,
who
are you watching?
Neighbor,
who
are you watching?" Amen. You may be seated. All right, we have entitled our message this morning, "Who Are You Watching?" Now, the writer of this epistle was writing this to Gaius to encourage him, and was excited about his faithfulness to the Lord. But don't you know, whenever there are some faithful folk, there's always somebody who is trying to muddy the waters. And the whole purpose of muddying the waters is that folk want you to look at them. We have to understand that as a people of God, we have to make some choices. And one of the choices we have to make is who we watch. You know, a lot of y'all done heard it by folk in your family who said to you, "You know, I'm watching you, and Lord knows you just act just like your..." And you were always saying, "Well, I ain't going to be like them. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that." But truth be told, you've been watching them your whole life until you left that house. So I want you to know, the first folk we imitate are the folk who are closest to us, which in essence helps establish the foundation of who we are. You and I, all of us, before we were able to define who we are, we were imitating somebody. Well, maybe mama and daddy ain't raised you. Maybe it was Big Mama. Maybe it was Auntie Pearl. I don't know, but you were imitating somebody. And what the writer here wants it to be known, when he says here, the first thing he says is, "Beloved." Look at your neighbor, say, "Neighbor, God loves you greatly." Did you hear that? I don't care who hates you. You have to know for a fact that God loves you greatly. He didn't hold nothing back from us. He gave us everything that we have. And you know, the reality is, Brother Mike, when God gave us all this good stuff, we weren't deserving not one iota of it. So when God gave good for us, we were so messed up, toe up from the... See, I got to read this verse again. The beginning of it says, "Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but imitate what is what?" Can I be real with you for a second? Evil has a head start. I'm going to let that sink in. You know why evil has a head start? Because all of us were born into a world of... I don't think there's one person in here who was born saved.
don't care how well you say it or how much you lean when you say it. You were not born saved. You were born in a world of sin. And what we were watching was all the evil going on around us. And while that evil was going on around us, what we found ourselves is partaking in some of the evil because that's what we were watching. And don't you know, in order to imitate something, you must first watch it. So once we were watching it, the next step was to imitate it. I know. Don't worry. Don't get too tense on me. It's gonna get better in a minute. I want us to know for a fact that evil had a head start. But I want you to know something. While evil had the head start, and we were watching it all and getting caught up in it, don't you know that God was working in the midst, moving to get our attention off the evil and look to the good? So when we look at ourselves, even if they took you to church every Sunday when you was a little boy, little girl, once you got old enough to smell yourself and had your own keys and your own place, truth be told, initially you ain't just keep on doing what your parents had you doing. You found yourself drifting away because of the fact that evil already had a head start. But I thank God that I don't care how fast or how much of a head start evil had. Don't you know good will walk down the evil? Do I got a witness in God's house? You see, because you know how I know that? Because so many of us were so caught up looking at all the evil around us. And we realized that we needed to change our view. And all that was is that was God who was working on us, getting us to stop watching the evil and start looking at the good. And the way that we started doing that is that God moved us. And we found ourselves in church. And when we found ourselves in church, we started watching and looking around in church, knowing that there are some folk in the church that are going through some rough time. Some folk in the church who are having some struggles. But in the midst of all that they are going through, they're able still to raise their hands and give God the glory and say that I serve a mighty good God. I want you to know that I might have got tripped up a few times, but through the grace and mercy of God, I am still here. And if you look and watch folk in the church, you found yourself taking your eyes off the evil and looking at the good. And before you knew it, you came and you gave your life to Christ because you realized you needed to change your view. You came to church because you recognized that what you were looking at wasn't making you better. It was making you bitter. Don't you realize that the whole concept of getting caught up in evil? Look at some folk who you know that just evil. Do they ever look happy? If you ever see them smile, sometimes you back up and like, did they just really do that? Why? Because evil doesn't make you better. It makes you bitter. You see, if you just add the letter D to evil, you know what you get, right? You put it right in the front of it, you know what you get. I ain't got to have you say it, but you know what I'm talking about, don't you? So we know that Jesus told Peter, I'm praying for you. Because all the devil wants to do is sift you. And when he sifts you, the purpose of sifting us is not to make us better, but to make us bitter. And you know what we said? We don't want that no more. We want to be better. And since we want to be better, I will not keep watching stuff that's going to pull me down. I'm going to put my eyes on the stuff that's going to make me better. Because when you look at this verse again, he says, beloved, do not imitate what is what? Evil, but imitate that which is good. Now, this is where it gets a little tight. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, stay with us. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not. And that's where we got our sermon heading from. Who are you watching? Because if you're watching God, there's no way that evil is going to have its way in your life. But the head scratcher for me, Brother Botts, is how can folks shout at 9:30 how good God is? Go outside at 12:30 and cuss folk out and treat folk bad. When I see that, what that tells me is that there are some folk who just come to church just to get a change of view. And then they leave and go back to what they know best. Which means that their whole purpose for coming to church is not to allow the Lord to change them from the inside out. But their purpose for coming to church is so that they can just see something, Sister Sarah, just a little different. You know, just to see some kind of normalcy or to see that the bitterness has just gotten a little bit too bitter, so I just need to change my view for a minute. But I'm not looking to make a life change. But what I'm here to tell you today, my brothers and sisters, if we are here and say that the Lord is the head of my life, he is my all in all, he is the lily in the valley, he is the wheel in the center of the wheel, he is my all in all, he is my good shepherd, he is the one that smooths out my troubled waters, he is the one that creates calm in my life, he is the one that rocks me in his arms, he is the one that wipes away all my tears, he is the one that healed me, he is the one that delivered me, he is the one that sustains me, he is the one that maintains me, he is the one that provides for me, he is the one that will stick closer to you than any brother, he is the one that will be there through thick and through thin, he is the one that's going to hover over me in the midst of the storm, he is the one that told me I am somebody when everybody else said I'm a nobody. And if we know how good our God is, there is no way I'm going to imitate the evil. I recognize that evil has gotten a head start. But Reverend Rose, the one thing I want you to know about evil, evil got short legs. But when I look at the good has gave evil the head start. But the one thing I know about good, Deacon Elwood, is that good got long legs. And I don't care how far evil got out ahead of good. I want you to know the good will walk down that evil, overtake that evil, kick that evil out the way, And I want you to know the Lord will make a way in your life. And when we look at what the Lord has done for us, when we look at how the Lord has changed us, it's all because good's got long legs.
Oh, somebody gonna work with me. Because, you know, I think about Peter and the rabbit. You know, the rabbit and the tortoise. Tortoise, there it is. Tortoise in the head. The thing with the long ears, with, you know, with the fuzzy nose. The thing with the shell that walked real slow. And I want you to know, you know, the one thing that always fascinated me with that story was how much faster the hare was than the tortoise. But that in another way, is an illustration of letting us know that I don't care how much evil you've done in your life. When you start watching God, then there's some folk who say, how can I watch God? I don't see him. He's in this place. When you look at the children of God, they don't want you to see them. They want you to see the Christ in them. And that's why when we praise God in this place, we ain't praising God and talking about how good we are. We're praising God for how good he is. You see, Sister Fee, I want you to understand. I want folk to realize that when they look at us, they might see us on the outside. But if they continue to look deeper, they ain't going to see us. They're going to see God. They're going to see the God in us. Because then there's some folk who knew us back in the day when evil was running rampant in our lives. You see, but evil couldn't go too far because evil ain't got nothing but short legs. But now that we got the good in our lives, that's called that long-legged stuff. And don't you know if you misspell good and drop an O, you know who you got? So I want you to know that God is all up in good. And if you got God in your life, you are going to do good. I don't care what you used to do. Praise God for where you are right now. Because when you look at the people of God, you realize that these ain't perfect people in this place. These are people who have been healed, delivered, and set free. And the same God that did it for them is the same God that'll do it for you. Do I got a witness in God's house? Anybody know we serve a good God? Has he been good to you? Is it good right now? I don't know how you're sitting on him right now. You ought to go dry to your feet. Give him some glory. Give him some praise. Because he is a mighty good God. I don't care what you used to do. I don't care how it used to be. I know who I am right now. I know who changed me. I know who healed me. And his name is... So you know what that's telling us?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You can have a seat for a second. You know what that's telling us? If you want to see God too, when was the last time you flipped open your Bible? When was the last time you were intentional in reading your Bible?
Hallelujah, brother.
But if you ask some folk in here, what are some of the best sellers, Reverend Dabney? What's the best seller now on the shelves? They can tell you what all the best sellers are. But I want you to know there's really one best seller that has always been on the top. It's a book that never goes old. It's a book that folks spend an entire lifetime studying. Some spend their entire lifetime studying the Old Testament. They've learned Hebrew and Aramaic so that they can understand it to the essence of where it comes from. But still folk are reading that book. That is one book that has been on the shelf that has never come out of the top of the list of readings, and that is called the Word of God. So if you want to see how good God is, why don't you go on and read his word? Then you'll know why we praise him. Then you know why we thank him. Then you know how we're able to say, no matter how rough it gets, I know my God will make a way out of no way. You see, when you spend some time with the Lord in his word, you know what you're doing? Watching. And as you're watching, then all of a sudden you'll start imitating.
That's right.
And when you start imitating, that's saying that now you are doing what's good.
You know why you're doing what's good? Because it comes from God. Remember how you used to raise all that hell? Remember how you was like this and like that? Remember how you thought you couldn't go through a Saturday night without drinking a fifth? Remember how you couldn't party on Friday unless you had snorted at least a dime of cocaine? Remember how you used to run the streets and go knock on doors and do a lot of creeping? But look at what God has done for you. Look at how God has changed you. Look at what the Lord is doing in your life. I tell you, we serve a mighty good God. I tell you that I know who I am watching. Do you know who you're watching? Who are you imitating? Who is the head of your life? Who makes a way out of no way? Who woke you up this morning? Who's with you right now? Who's guiding you? Who's keeping you in your right mind? Who allows you to do what you do right now? His name is Jesus. Who are you? Reverend Dabney, I know when I took all them classes in seminary, dialectic preaching, intro to preaching, and your senior pastor class, they always tell you never make your sermon a question. You see, because if you make it a question, you ain't got nowhere to go with it. Oh, really? You see, I want you to understand that I truly appreciate all the stuff I learned while I was there. But the reality is this. There, you are not going to put God in a box and tell God how you got to do something. God's going to tell you, no matter how they took you told how to do it, I'm still God and I'm God all by myself. So when we serve a good God and we do all that God is calling us to do, then we know for a fact we've seen him. And since we've seen him, we will not allow evil to run rampant in our lives no more. Do I got a witness in God's house? I want you to point at somebody and tell them, evil will not win. Now, can I just mess with you and we get ready to shut it all down? You know, I've had some folk over my life that I watched. When I first gave my life to Christ, I watched my pastor because I knew God was calling me to preach. I already told him that. So before I found my own voice, I imitated his. And then as I became a preacher and started preaching, I found my own voice. But I want you to know you got to imitate somebody in order to start off on the good foot. You see, God is going to have people in your life that's going to get you started. And once they get you started, it's left up to you to stay on that good path. Because I want you to know, along the way, Brother Lewis, every now and then the enemy going to try to get you off that good path. Brother Roscoe, I know we're doing everything we can to continue to walk by faith. But every now and then what the enemy going to tell you, why you going to go by faith? You better look at where you're going. But I'm here to tell you that if you got to see it with the physical, you're going to miss the spiritual. We got to learn how to walk by what? Faith. Because we understand that we are going on the good path. And since we are on the good path, we know for a fact the Lord ain't going to never leave us nor forsake us. But he's going to make a way out of no way. If there ain't a door there, the Lord will knock down the wall. If there's a door there, I want you to know the Lord can also open it. But it don't matter what goes on. That we serve a mighty God who does great things for us, brings us through everything that we're dealing with here on this earth. Why? Because we serve a good God, and we are doing all the good he wants us to do. Now, I got to be honest with you. No matter how good all of us are, Deacon Emma, ain't none of us squeaky clean. Oh, somebody ought to say amen. Ain't none of us in here squeaky clean. Because every now and then, because of the fact that evil had a head start. But I want you to know good has long legs.
So every now and then when them short legs mess with us and we make a mistake, all we got to do is confess our sins, and he is faithful and just, and he will forgive us of all unrighteousness, so that way that we don't get off the path of good. So I am here to encourage each and every one of us to let you know today, yes, evil every now and then gonna come a knocking, but you keep God in the forefront of your life. You might even be kicking yourself about some of the bad stuff you did, but I want you to know, ain't nobody in here haven't done no bad stuff, raise your hand. Yeah, right. We done all done something bad, but I thank God for his good. So, and all the good we do, it comes from God. So what I'm saying to all of us in here, who are you watching? What are you imitating? Is it evil? Or is it good? Only you know who you watch. Only you know if it's really good or evil. And the way you can answer it is, are you better for it, Brother Chester? Or are you bitter about it? Because if you're bitter about it, it ain't good. Because God didn't come to make us bitter. He came to make us
better.
We'll say it one more time. God did not come to make us
better.
He came to make us
better.
Because we want to do good, and the good comes from God. Who are you watching? Because based on who you're watching, Sister Rhodes, it makes all the difference in the world.